Friends, grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered to bring us peace. In the words of St. Paul, our epistle reading for today, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Did you get that? Suffering produces hope. Struggle, grief, misery, distress produces hope. Here, St. Paul uses the word hope interchangeably for faith. Faith, of course, in our Lord Jesus Christ. God loves us so much that even during times of struggle, he continuously pours his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's poured into us, a free gift, a gift of mercy and grace, given that we might be filled with peace no matter our current circumstance. Who here has not had some sort of suffering in their life? Not too many hands up, I see. Of course, you have suffered. I have suffered. We all have suffered. That's a rhetorical question. We live on planet Earth, a broken, sinful world. Here we are surrounded by the opportunity to suffer. We suffer physically, emotionally, psychologically. Pain generates from injury and illness, from accident and calamity. We suffer due to our own grievous fault and the grievous fault of others. We suffer too because of accident or so-called acts of God. When we suffer because sin entered the world long ago. Suffering can come from all sorts of places, and it's not all from crisis. Some suffering is long-standing, insidious, delivered in little bits and pieces over the years. Like when you suffer in a sour relationship or from abuse or neglect. It comes from schoolyard bullies and obstinate bosses. We can suffer hurt feelings and strained emotions, from letdowns and putdowns, from paper cuts to broken femurs, from common colds to cancer and infection. War and crime, hunger and fear, job loss, missed opportunity. Yes, life is filled with sorrow. There's a colloquial term that I heard a lot growing up. You may have heard it too, or something like it. It kind of goes like this. Life is hard. Deal with it. Life is a hard row to hoe, as they say in the South, meaning the row or the field or garden you're given to chop or hoe is not promised to be an easy one. In fact, it's often filled with weeds and stones and hard ground. And for us Christians, our everyday lives, we are not promised an easy row to hoe. In fact, it's just the opposite. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation. Tribulation, affliction, and infirmity. Yes, we will all have crosses to bear. And Jesus says, whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. To which I say, O Lord, I know I have to carry my own cross, but why are there so many splinters in that cross? To know God is to know sacrifice. To know the Lord, Christ Jesus, is to acknowledge his suffering, his passion, his death, all on account of us. And all people ever born, he died for you. For those who follow him, for those who live their lives according to Jesus' way, those who live separately or differently from the rest of the world, just by living differently, can set your life on edge with the world around you, a world that is hell-bent on turning away from the Lord. Fear not. Blessed are you, Jesus says. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all sorts of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice instead. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. As we read in our epistle, Christ died for the ungodly. That would be the Gentiles. That would be you and me. He died for sinners, all those who think they know better than that first commandment. For our sin, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, he came. The Son of Man, the Son of God, came to justify us. He brings justice to where none is due. He brings mercy where none is owed. He brings salvation to where there is sin. In Christ Jesus, there is hope. In him alone we place our faith. We need him for our life on earth and our life eternal. So let me say those opening words again. We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. But just to get your attention, let me say, in the words of a famous cartoon character, Bart Simpson, you know who that is? That is, if you can actually quote a cartoon character. I say, as Bart says, "What the heck, man? What the heck? How can suffering produce faith? How can pain and misery bring us closer to God? Whose idea was that anyway?" You see, our peace, the peace that is given to all believers, the peace that transcends all understanding, as Paul says in the Philippians, it's not just an emotion, it's not just a feeling, though it certainly feels good to be at peace. The peace of God which is poured into you by the Holy Spirit is a state of being, it's an understanding, it's a total immersion in God's grace. His peace allows us to withstand tragedy, to overcome fear and doubt. It helps us stand steadfast, knowing that all that life has to throw at you is temporary. But all which is yet to come, that is the life in the kingdom of God, is forever. Forever. That's a lot of zeros. God's peace allows us to rise above, to focus on the eternal, not the immediate, and to have hope, hope and faith in the Lord's promise. His very words that have floated through the people of believers for generations. As Jesus said to his disciples on the night of his last Passover, that night he was betrayed, he said, "I have said these things to you in me so that you have peace." Some would say that man suffers because God doesn't really care. Or perhaps he's not powerful enough to stop what has been set in motion. Or maybe he just really doesn't exist. It's easy to give up on believing in a loving, tender, nurturing, divine being when you're in pain or a loved one is in pain. Suffering can cause callous scars on the hands and on the heart. If one does not accept God's love or appreciate the suffering and gift of Christ on the cross, it's easy to turn away, even ridicule his passion. But for those who believe, those who have been baptized, those who listen to his words, who partake in his holy sacrament. For those who find safety and comfort in what he has to offer, suffering can almost be pushed aside and overlooked, seen as a minor obstacle, something that helps build their faith. And that's exactly what Paul says. Suffering produces endurance and character and hope, our faith. We suffer knowing that there is an end in sight, an end that begins with the Lord. We're able to endure and hold tight and overcome. In doing so, your witness is strong, and it's seen by those around you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. Your endurance and hope can build the same faith and hope in others. If your faith is obvious and glowing, your endurance is positive, your attitude becomes contagious and it pulls people towards you. It brightens the room. It becomes your character, a character of hope, not because of your doing, but because of his doing on the cross, that empty cross, that empty tomb. Our knowledge of Jesus' work on the cross tells us that, yes, this is the place he died. It's not the place he stayed. The cross is empty. The tomb is empty. He walked away from it. The Son of Man, the Son of the Divine God, walked away free from the chains of death, proving who he was, proving his love for us, despite what we did to him. It's that same love that is poured into us by the Holy Spirit, that same love that builds our hope and creates our endurance. And often in suffering, our faith is strengthened and made whole. And those with lesser faith look at you and desire to have that hope and strength given to you. Lastly, in the story of the woman at the well, our gospel reading today, once the woman recognized the Lord, once she realized and knew that the Holy One had come, her entire disposition changed. She ran into the city to tell others about the joy and the message he came to offer. See this man who knows everything about me. God's love is like that. It turns everyday sorrow and lifelong disappointments and suffering and challenge into joy. His love tells us to look to the long term, the everlasting, that glorious end. It tells us to not give up, to not give in to the challenges, the many, many challenges and splinters we face, but to look beyond when peace will reign. Again, in the words of St. Paul, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we rejoice in the hope and glory of God. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds always in Christ Jesus. Amen.